This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has temporarily suspended some of the state's rules around the use of seclusion in juvenile detention centers. The executive order now allows authorities to use seclusion to slow the spread of COVID-19. Authorities can only apply the policy to comply with CDC quarantine guidelines and to maintain a safe ratio of staff to detainees. A state law guaranteeing paid sick leave for all Colorado workers went into effect this week. Under the policy, all employers must provide at least 1 hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours worked. That time can be used for things like doctor's appointments and to care for sick relatives. The law sponsors say 40% of Colorado workers had no access to paid leave before the new measure. Federal employees are exempt from the change. Schools across Colorado have started the new semester in the face of surging COVID-19 cases and staffing shortages. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine says some people wish the districts had been more prepared.
Some teachers and parents say school systems could have been stockpiling rapid COVID-19 tests or put in place a system where students and teachers could get tested prior to returning. New York City, for example, their school district is sending rapid test kits home with all students and staff.
That's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine. Denver International Airport is reopening one of its economy parking lots. Officials say the Pikes Peak shuttle lot has reopened and will stay that way. The parking lot closed numerous times last year due to staffing shortages. This is CPR News and KRCC.